extend the Brexit deadline far beyond the original date of March 29th.
I have therefore this morning written to President Tusk, the President of the European Council, informing him that the UK seeks an extension to the Article 50 period until the 30th of June.
The Prime Minister also insists she still wants another vote on her EU exit deal in Parliament, where she has so far failed twice to gain approval. EU leaders meet tomorrow in Brussels. Defying almost universal scientific opinion, U.S. President Donald Trump's new head of the Environmental Protection Agency says climate change is not the world's biggest environmental threat. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Andrew Wheeler says the biggest threat globally is probably unsafe drinking water. He tells CBS News climate change is an important issue, but it's unreasonable for Democratic presidential candidates to focus so much on it because he says most of the threats climate change poses are 50 to 75 years out. Climate scientists, though, say global warming needs immediate action. The UN says now is the defining moment to do something about it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says her country will honor the victims of the Christchurch terror attack on Friday.
There will be a two-minute silence on Friday. We will also broadcast nationally via TVNZ and Radio New Zealand the call to prayer.
She also said remains are being handed over to grieving families. Two victims were buried today in a Christchurch cemetery. To keep up with all the news every day, you can go online to voanews.com or simply use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Amnesty International has released a report that says American airstrikes in Somalia have killed at least 14 civilians over the past 2 years. The U.S. military is denying it. The investigators say they base their findings on eyewitness accounts, satellite images, and photos taken on the ground after the attacks. The human rights group notes that U.S. airstrikes in Somalia have tripled since early 2017, when President Trump gave the military broader powers to attack al-Shabaab targets in southern Somalia. The World Health Organization is launching an oral drug regimen it says can more effectively treat people with drug-resistant tuberculosis. TB is the world's deadliest infectious disease, killing nearly 4,500 people a day and infecting 10 million people a year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Despite the grim statistics, much progress has been made in the diagnosis, prevention, and treatment of the disease. The World Health Organization says 54 million lives have been saved since 2000. But the WHO warns the gains risk being lost with the emergence of multidrug-resistant TB, or MDR-TB. The current treatment for MDR-TB involves a 2-year treatment course of painful injections, which provoke many bad side effects. The WHO says it is hopeful the new oral treatment program it is launching will be more effective in controlling the spread of the particularly virulent form of tuberculosis.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva. Mozambique has begun 3 days of national warning for Cyclone Idai victims. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The full number of cyclone victims and the extent of the damage done will only be known when torrential floodwaters recede. Persistent rains are forecast, so it will be days before the plains of Mozambique drain towards the Indian Ocean. Zimbabwe's president will visit the hard-hit mountain community on the eastern border with Mozambique. Officials say some 300 people may have died in Zimbabwe as a result of the floods. Mozambican officials say its death toll is 200 and rising. A report earlier in the week predicted the full number to be more like 1,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Militants carried out a pre-dawn assault today on a security outpost in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 6 paramilitary personnel. It happened in remote Balochistan, about 50 kilometers from the provincial capital, Quetta. A search is underway for those who carried out the attack. The outlawed group, commonly referred to as the Pakistani Taliban, claim responsibility for plotting the raid. Last weekend, a Pakistani train bound for Quetta was torn apart by a bomb blast with 6 deaths. No claim of responsibility there. Gene Randall, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more. Right here.